This is Hard Facts. Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
It's 3 minutes past 5 o'clock. Why do Nigerians perform jungle justice? I'm talking about people catching someone they suspect of a crime, but instead of calling the police, they choose to beat, torture, and even murder them. Here's today's big hard fact. According to Nigerian law, jungle justice is illegal. Beating a suspect is assault. Killing a suspect is murder. That's the law. If you disagree, it concerns you, but that's the law. And yet, people are taking the law into their own hands every day, making themselves assaulters and murderers, killing their fellow human beings. The latest case to make the news was about a week ago in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. An angry mob killed two men who they say were trying to rob a POS agent at gunpoint after jumping down from a bike. Apparently, there's been a wave of these bike-based armed robberies in Uyo as Christmas approaches. They target POS agents and filling station attendants because they carry cash. So on this particular day, the claim is that these two men tried to rob an agent at gunpoint, but he screamed. People around gathered, held them, and burned them. Reminds me of the two men who were burned to death at First Rainbow last month for allegedly being armed robbers. Allegedly, Okada riders in the area caught the two men, beat them up, set them ablaze. And just like in that Rainbow case, the police in Uyo have also once again begged Nigerians to stop taking the laws into their own hands with jungle justice. Odiko Magdon, the police PRO in Uyo, said, quote, "The proper thing should have been for them to be apprehended, handed over to the police. But they took the law into their own hand. An innocent person might be killed, lynched, or wounded. So the best thing is to hand the person to the police. You cannot be the complainant, the police, the prosecutor, the judge in a matter of such nature. It's becoming rampant and unacceptable. The commissioner of police is miffed by such development, and he has said that henceforth such act will not be tolerated," end quote. That's coming from the Uyo Police Command. You know, all the time on Hard Facts, when some Nigerian dies abroad or Nigerians are killed by the police or Nigerians are killed in a protest, any of the random places where Nigerians are killed, you call me and you say to me, "Sandra, what is the value of a Nigerian life?" You call me and you say to me, "Oh, these leaders don't value our lives. What does it mean to be Nigerian?" Now, for these people who engage in jungle justice, does it apply, or is it just reserved for police officers and Nigerian leaders? Why does jungle justice keep happening? That's what I want to talk to you about today. That's what I want you to tell me. Why do you think jungle justice keeps happening? How come the same Nigerians who condemn extrajudicial killings by the police are quick to do their own when they think they've caught a suspect? Their own extrajudicial killing, because that's what it is. I say when they think, because they can be wrong. We've seen cases where someone is killed over a false alarm. You go to Obalende now and you shout, "Ole, ole, ole, ole," and someone is running. They'll catch that person and burn the person. And for all you know, the person did not thief anything. So why does it keep happening? Now, I know that of the 1 million Lagosians who listen to this show, there may be some who support jungle justice. And for people like that, I have a question, I have a final question. If you were walking in a crowded market or in a crowded street and someone falsely accused you of being a robber, would you want the mob to take you to a police station? Or would you want them to burn you on the spot? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. But before I take your calls, Jumia has some interesting things they're giving away to people who listen to Hard Facts, yes?
Yes, we do. Hey, guys. You know, it seems as if this December is acting like it does not want to December. The Harmattan is not even sure if it wants to come or not. I'm sure I'm not the only one thinking like this. But just so you know, no matter the weather, Jumia is always there to make your Christmas December on you, especially with their massive Christmas sale that is up to 85% off. Guys, they're currently running a campaign that has started from the 6th to the 6th of December up until the 19th. And you just have few days left if you haven't jumped on this offer yet. On this campaign, you can buy lots of amazing items on sale, such as the eGet Pen Flash Drive 3.0 64GB at only 2,990 Naira. HP Intel Celeron 4GB and 1TB at only 159,990 Naira. And guess what? A 4-burner gas cooker Skyron at just 46,740 Naira. All this for just small change, chickeny money. To now include dessert on the Christmas campaign, there's now a 5K store where you can purchase sneakers, laptop bags, and fashion accessories for nothing more than 5K. So guys, hurry now and buy on their website or app and make sure you thank Jumia for saving your December.
Thank you, Jumia, for saving our December. Now let's talk jungle justice. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. If you missed any part of that information from Jumia, she'll be back in a bit to repeat it one more time. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Nkechi.
Nkechi, good to have you on the show.
Sandra, the reason is because there is no justice in Nigeria.
Okay.
So even when the person is caught, there will be no justice. And when they get to police, you will not hear anything about that case again. Okay. It dies off.
Okay.
So if there is a situation that as Nigerians have been seeing, if somebody stole and they caught the person and it's the person, Nigerians see how the thing will go from the beginning to the end. I think they will not be doing that. So the reason is because there is no justice for everything in Nigeria.
I hear that, Nkechi. I hear what you're saying. But, you know, my second question now is, as an average Nigerian, right, as an average Nigerian, you walk into a crowded market, someone falsely accuses you of being a robber, and you know, as an average Nigerian, that there's no justice in Nigeria, would you want the mob to take you to a police station, or would you want them to burn you on the spot? Because there's no justice, so there's no way to know whether you are a robber or not.
Let's look at it this way. In a situation whereby it's true, Nico, in a situation whereby we know that this person is caught red-handed, have we seen anyone in this country? In Calabar, it happens, they will call them and take them to police station, and we don't hear anything. You know, go here, it dies off. They should not be doing that. That is how they should be correcting all those things. Police, you caught, if there is anything that happened and Nigerians bring such person to you, make sure that Nigerians know what happened at the end. It's not when it goes to your office, it dies totally. So it will not work. So if 10 people have been brought to you and you did not give any justice, you will not bring again.
I can understand what
because
you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying, you know, Nkechi. I understand you. But I'm also struggling to understand how, there will be no justice, so let me become a murderer. You know, I'm trying to understand that, you know. The logic is not logic in my head. What do you think?
Sandra, do you know many people that have lost their brothers and sisters in the hands of armed robbers?
I know. I understand what you're saying.
And at the end, you have killed and you came to somebody's house, you destroyed the person, you killed the person. Like the one I watched the other day. Where I watched yesterday, where an umbrella came to somebody's house and plugged their eyes. Maybe you have seen it on the social media.
No.
Now, if they caught such person, you say I should wait when police say come and judge. Nobody will wait. We'll kill the person. Because that man now is suffering it and they are in their house.
Okay. Nkechi, thank you very much for calling. Interesting call there. What do you think about what Nkechi said? 01465-7190-0700-993-993-993. Now, if it was just because of lack of justice, the mob wouldn't just brutalize the person and kill them. Wouldn't they take the time to actually judge the case, get their evidence? In a lot of these cases, there's no red-handedness. And even when there's red-handed catching, safe, what the law says is that that person deserves defense. How are you comfortable saying, okay, if I carry you go police, police no go do anything, so you better make I kill you for here, make you die for here. You know, and we're religious people, so I'm trying to see there's a disconnect. Are you seeing that disconnect with me? Because we're such a religious people, there's a disconnect between I go kill you for here and soil my hands in blood because you be armed robber or because you quietly they kill people. Are you following me here? Are we together? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
Christopher, I'm calling from Lekki.
Christopher, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, the issue of jungle justice is very painful, but if you are the scene of everything that happened, like a 5-1-1, if you look at the picture, they caught those people red-handed with the gun. And any other thing, you know, in Nigeria, we are lawless people, according to what you just said, the lady just said now. There is an issue. I took, like about 3 years ago, I took some case to police station, which is my boss owed me for more than 3 months. When I got there, my boss gave them some money. And I'm the one that gave the report, I'm the one that locked. That is the reason why you see most of the people take law into their hands, so that it's not good, but it's something that they can iron out. But jungle justice is not good. That's my opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling to share your opinion. We could barely hear you there. 99. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Elder Fred.
Elder Fred. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, the situation of Nigeria, the way Nigeria police handle a criminal when you report them, the police is one of the things that made people to take such an action. But this is not the right thing. But in the situation, let's talk of instead of this a woman that who confessed that he killed somebody. At the end of the day, when you get the police station, the case changed. So when you look at a situation like that somebody will confess, I commit such a crime. Then you take him to police station and he confess. Then when the matter is caught, they now change things that they were forced to make a statement. So when you see that, if we pray that these people do not attack us, but when they attack you, you will find it difficult to cut these people and set them free. But I'm not supporting the mob action. But the point is that when it's a situation, you can report them or you can take them and follow the case logically, I think it's better. But in the situation where you report somebody on the case, then tomorrow the person coming to haunt you. You know, I see a situation where somebody reports somebody in the police station. When he came back, they set the robber free. The person came back and told the person, I'm going to kill you. I took you out and I told them that you might have to run away from the area. So in a situation like that, what would you do if you are in the shoe of such a people? So these are the reasons why I think actions, people take an action, not illegally, but it's not the best. But let Nigeria police take a drastic action and face the case. Not that you detain somebody for 20 years, 30 years, the case will not be there. And there some cases, I even see some cases where they will go and replace somebody with another person. So in a situation like that, you find it difficult to say, I want to carry this person to police station. Then when you carry it to police station, then you will be the one to be running up and down to go and be giving a testimony or those things. So that is why I say that many people are not taking the law into their hand.
Thank you very much for calling. So when we complain about the value of life, You know, when we ask that question over and over, what is the value of the Nigerian life? What is the value of human life in Nigeria? Are we being hypocritical? Are we just saying it so that it will be, you know, because it's a nice soundbite? Zero one four six five seven one nine zero. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chinwe. I'm calling from Bagada.
Welcome, Chinwe.
Yeah. I am not in support of jungle justice. And I'm happy about the law that's been passed against it. And I also want to ask, because you mentioned it's also about torturing people is also not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask if the police are also going, are they going to also persecute police people for what's it called? When they arrest someone, they will start torturing the person immediately. Sometimes they even torture the person to death.
That was the entire purpose of NSAS. It's because we want the police to stop doing that. And often when it happens, some police officers are arrested when they're reported. They are sent to an orderly room trial.
So that's another one that pains me. It's also like jungle. You arrest somebody, come to somebody's house, arrest the person, mm-hmm. that this person is a suspect. You start torturing that person. I think the person is an armed robber or a killer. It's, meanwhile, you know that this person is innocent of whatever he's been accused of.
Yeah, that's also illegal, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chinwe, for calling us. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good evening.
Yes, Sandra, I greet you.
I greet you too. What's your name, sir?
This is Babaji.
Welcome, Babaji.
Yeah, this question is very technical, if you ask me. If you ask this question in another client, the same client, I think you are good to go. But I, Babaji, I will never join people to kill innocent, because you can't tell, you know, you are not God. Because the person you accuse that this person is a criminal, maybe steal something, probably if you find that very well, it might be another person, you know. I'm totally against jungle justice. I condemn it totally. You cannot position yourself as God. Even the judge in the court, you are not God. You that will sentence somebody to death. At the end of the day, if you find that, look at your heart. Are you clean? But if you look at it, this part of the world is neither here nor there. Probably look at some of the callers said, you arrested the person, caught the person red-handed, and you handed over the person to the police. At the end of the day, the police will release the person after paying some money, and you will not go back to that fellow. And you will be telling the fellow, say, look, we are here together. I will take your life. And there is nothing you can do. And probably if they didn't do anything, the person may come back and cause problem, kill that person. So it's neither here nor there. It's a very good question. You don't need to kill a person like that. Life is very important. But I think we should spread this discussion. The authority, they should do something. Justice is key. Why the people? You know, the man, you don't just go on jungle justice, be killing people because they shout ole, 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 ole. Where do you ole? Before you see, you carry tire, you put fire on that person, which is very wrong. Many innocent people have died, to be sincere. Even there are some in a waiting trial today, they know nothing. But Sandra, we are here. There is nothing we can do. This Nigeria. Thank you very much for the topic.
Thank you very much, Baba G, for calling. I disagree with Baba G that there's nothing we can do. Are you saying to me, Lagos, that there's no alternative? You know, let's assume that you're right and we hand these criminals over to the police and the next day you see them out in the street and sometimes they even plot and kill you because you were the one that, you know, rounded them up and handed them over to the police. Are you saying to me that there's no alternative to killing them the next time they commit a crime? Are you saying to me that there's no other way to get the authorities to do the right thing that, you know, warrants you taking the law into your own hands, that warrants you damning your soul, that warrants you becoming a murderer? There really is no alternative. It is either A or B. There's no middle ground. It's either I hand you over to police and police does something, or police doesn't do something, you come out, you do it again, and we kill you in the streets. There really is no middle ground. Nigeria really is the place where it is neither here nor there, like Babaji says. Police won't do their work. Let me become a murderer. Or let me cheer on as murder is happening in my presence. Or let me excuse it, let me permit it. There's really no middle ground? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra, good evening. My name is Ogo.
Hi, Ogo. Welcome.
Thank you very much. A topic that traumatized me once, right? The very first time I was in Lagos, okay, and interestingly, I was in a vehicle with people and we were going to a night vigil.
Okay.
So we had thieves, and a thief was shouted, "Ole," like you say, and then the guy was apprehended. The next thing I knew, he was being, a tire was over his head. I'm like, no, they can't do this. And the people I was going to vigil with told me, no. If they don't, he's going to come back and identify them because the police will do nothing.
And they're going to church.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
And they're going to church with you.
Hello?
I said they're going with you to church.
Yeah, well, it was a vigil, not in church. But it was going to be a prayer of sorts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, essentially, what happened is that I didn't believe them. And me not knowing my way around Lagos, what happened is that the following day, I got back on a bus because I was no longer to go and check. They really had killed the guy.
Yeah.
He had been born today. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was something that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, that's scenario one. Scenario two I want to paint is that one day I was commuting to work and the conductor was hanging on the tailboard. So the mall where there was, those days of mall where, like you say, jungle justice is increasing. This first incident I explained to you happened in 1994. So when you say it's increasing, I'm wondering, I don't know how old you are, but, that's like 27, 8 odd years ago, and this was happening right under my eyes. So this mall where hits the downfall conductor, he swerved and hit the downfall conductor, and the downfall conductor fell off the tailboard. He was lying there. We didn't even know if he was alive or dead.
Right.
So I was screaming my head out.
Right.
And the driver did not even stop to pick his conductor.
Right.
We kept chasing this malware to a point where he stopped, and the driver and passenger jumped out of the malware. What did I do? I couldn't do anything. I just shouted, "Ole," and they were apprehended. And they came to me, "Should we bring tires?" They asked me.
Ah.
I showed that, no, we don't want tires. This is an accident, not a robbery, but this is the only thing I could say for them to be caught.
Oh.
And for them to, there is another human being that was left on the bridge. Go get him. So when you say jungle justice as well, I'm wondering, where is the justice in the jungle matter? So you actually have legalized the action of the mob execution. I don't think it's justice. Okay, and interestingly, sorry to take up your time. Interestingly, the other gentleman called about the police brutality and how people are tortured sometimes to death. That is for a fact. Well done.
Thank you very much for calling us. I hate that we have to take a break, but we do. After the break, which ends about 5:40, you and I will continue this conversation. We also have goodies from Golden Penny to give away on the show today, and I want to make sure that you win that money, because Golden Penny is not playing. Her 12 days of Christmas happening right here on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can find me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili. Stay right here. Don't go away. At 5:40, this conversation will continue.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
5:42, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Why do Nigerians perform jungle justice? That's our question on today's Big Hard Fact. Why do you think jungle justice keeps happening? How come the same Nigerians who condemn extrajudicial killing by the police, by the Nigerian state in whatever form, who condemn killings by herdsmen, etc., etc., who continue to ask me, Sandra, what's the value of a human life? Whenever there's news that someone's just been killed in a sad, terrible way, they're very quick to do their own extrajudicial killings when they think that they've caught a suspect. And I say think because they can be wrong. We've seen cases where someone is killed and it was a false alarm. Now, some people have called me and, talked to me about, well, it's not good, but... And my question always is, if you are walking in a crowded market or in a street and someone falsely accused you of being a robber, would you want the mob to take you to a police station where you may be able to plead your case or to burn you on the spot? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. You can also call us if you're a woman on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. The next 15 minutes on this show is brought to you courtesy Golding Penny. Golding Penny bringing you the next 15 minutes on this show. Now, we're going to share information with you in a few minutes, information that should help you win some of Golden Penny's prizes. But I want to take a couple calls, right? So let's take like two calls and then, we'll talk to Golden Penny. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Sandra.
Yes, welcome.
Compliments of the show.
Same to you.
What do you expect in the concrete jungle? I respect Nigeria severely as the concrete jungle. It is the concrete jungle defines jungle justice because the people have lost confidence in the law enforcement agencies. Everybody who will call you today will tell you the police. I get the question is the police. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. My question remains, though, is there no middle ground between police is not giving us justice and let's execute somebody by ourselves? Let's become murderers. Is there no middle ground from point A to point B? Must it be either point A or it's point B? Is there no alternative? There's no way to get the police to do their job, and therefore you damn your soul if you are a religious person? Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Oh, Akisanta.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
How are you? My name is Sam.
Sam, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I think why people do this is because justice is not fast enough. Not only is justice not fast enough, you see somebody that steal, and then the court will be delayed early.
Yes, I know. Everybody who has called has said all the things that you're saying right now. But my question for you is there no middle ground between justice is slow, justice is not coming, and let's kill the person on the spot? Is there no middle ground? There's none.
It's actually wrong. It's actually wrong. I'm not justifying why it should be like that.
No, I know you're not.
You're asking me why.
I know you're not. I've asked why, and a lot of people have tried to answer the why. So we know the why. Now, I'm looking for a way for us to move forward from the why. Is there no way to get the police to do their jobs and keep our hands clean of the blood of these people?
I will just give you an example now.
Mm-hmm.
This man, Evans, has been in detention for more than 2-3 years.
Okay.
In fact, more up to or close to 4 years now.
Okay.
And we knew what he said, or allegedly, according to you journalists, what he said to have committed, which he accepted. But if you keep somebody like that who have killed, who have who have taken people's money, and then you, and there is a possibility that he will get free. So when the people are very angry, when they catch somebody on the act, let me tell you, for example, there was a boy, I live in a place somewhere in Mowe here.
Mm-hmm.
We caught somebody, bugging somebody.
Oh, we lost the connection to that caller. Well, thank you so much for calling us. Now, let's listen to our sponsors, Golden Penny, and then we'll give you a chance to win some goodies, courtesy Golden Penny.
Be there amazing with Golden Penny Amazing Day Instant Cereal. Amazing Day contains the power of four for strong bones, sharp eyes, and a healthy belly. Golden Penny Amazing Day Instant Cereal.
Be there amazing.
What up, guys? So I've got a Christmas message from Golden Penny Prime Flour. Easy Bake Flour, your number one plug for your baking product this season. I mean, if we don't bake cake, cookies, bread, chin-chin during Christmas, is it ever complete?
Nope.
Big no, thanks to that.
I ate so much cake at Christmas, my pea smelled like cake. It smelled like chocolate cake.
I can imagine. So let me give you this small gist. There's this fire puff puff my mother makes on every Christmas Eve with her Christmas Day tray of chin-chin. I hope she's not listening. You know, there was one year I ate half and lied that I packed it for a guest. That puff puff was too sweet. Anyway, Golden Penny Prime Flour is wishing us a flowery Christmas with our friends, family, and loved ones. That's not all. Golden Penny Food is also giving out exciting prizes this festive season. Over 150 people would win something exciting daily. All you have to do is tune in daily or follow Golden Penny's social media handle, and voila, you win great prizes. These prizes ranges from shopping vouchers to a Golden Penny bumper pack. And guys, don't forget it's 10 days already to Christmas. Cheers to a flurry Christmas, and may our breads continue to rise with Golden Penny Prime Flour.
Thank you very much, Golden Penny, for sponsoring the last 15 minutes of this show today and also providing you with great gift items. Now, before we start the game, I need to say something, you know, about what the last caller said, you know, about Evans being in prison, and he's been in prison for a long time. And I hope we know that all over the world, trials take time. There's no democratic society where a murder or kidnapping case will take 2 days. None. In those countries, even though the trial is taking time, the people don't decide to then say, okay, the next one we catch, because the trial will take time, we're going to burn that person alive. Is there really no middle ground for Nigeria and Nigerians between we don't trust the police, we don't trust the justice system, and we have to become murderers? That's my final food for thought for you. Let's play a game. 0700-993-993-993. I'm hoping I'll get at least three winners, at least three. The target is six, but let's try and get at least three. If we get at least three, they're going to get great gift items, courtesy Golden Penny Foods. All right, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, what's your name?
My name is Gloria. I won yesterday. I've not been contacted.
Oh, that's odd. Don't worry, they're going to contact you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, Gloria. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Joy.
Joy, good to have you on the show. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Number 2, which grain is Golden Penny Flour majorly made from?
Which what?
Which grain is Golden Penny Flour majorly made from?
Wheat.
Wheat?
Yeah.
Did you say wheat?
Yeah, wheat.
Stay on the line. Let's see if you're correct, okay? Let's get your number and then see if you're correct, okay? All right, then. 99.3, hello? Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
This
is Obayomi.
Obayomi, pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 1.
Number 1, name 4 types of Golden Penny Flour that you know.
What?
4 types of Golden Penny Flour that you know.
What types of Golden Penny Flour?
I can hear you Googling, you know.
No, no, I'm not Googling, actually. I'm actually thinking golden penny flour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow.
You don't bake, do you? You're not a baker, are you?
I really don't have an idea. I don't have an idea.
All right, call back and try again. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 1.
Number 1, name 4 types of golden penny flour that you know.
4 types of golden penny flour.
Yes, that you know.
Semovita. I don't know.
All right, Rose. Thanks for calling and trying. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Ayo.
Pick a number between 1 and 3.
1.
Number 1, name 4 types of golden penny flour that you know.
I'll call back.
You call back. Okay. All right. That's fine. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Susan from Unilag.
Susan, welcome to the show. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Okay. Number three,
when is World Baking Day?
World Baking Day. Sorry, I don't have an idea.
No idea. Thank you very much for calling, though. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Ebenezer speaking.
Ebenezer, pick a number between 1 and 3.
3.
Number 3, when is World Baking Day?
Shoe.
Thanks for calling, Ebeliza. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Ogonna.
Welcome. Yes. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Question number 3.
Number 3. When is World Baking Day?
Wow. No idea.
All right, bye. Thanks for trying. 99.3. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, how are you? What's your name?
Hi, good evening. My name is Damian.
Damian, pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 2.
Number 2?
Yes.
Which grain is golden penny flour majorly made from?
It's wheat now.
Wheat? You think so?
Yes.
That's your final answer?
Yes, my final answer.
Stay on the line. Let's see if you're correct, okay?
Thank you.
All right, stay on the line. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Mercy.
Hi, Mercy. I love your voice. Speak a number between 1 and 3.
Number 3.
Number 3. When is World Baking Day?
Whoa. I think 17th May.
17th May. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Stay
yeah.
on the line. Let's see if you're correct, okay? Just hang on. Okay. We're going to retrieve this call and we'll let you know if you are correct. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name? Oh, how unfortunate. Now, so we have 3 people who have guessed an answer. Potentially, they could be our winners. Now, we have to try and get at least 3 more people. At least 3 more people. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Number 2, which grain is golden penny flour majorly made from?
Wheat.
Wheat. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, stay on the line. Let's see if you're correct, huh? Fingers crossed that you are correct. Fingers crossed. 99.3, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Christian.
Christian, pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 2.
Number 2. Which grain is golden penny flour majorly made from?
From wheat.
Is that your final answer, Christian?
It's my final answer, man.
Everybody's saying wheat. You don't know that you're right or you're wrong. We'll find out at the end of the show. Hang on, okay? Stay on the line so that we'll retrieve your call and try and find out for you if you are correct. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Chinwe, calling from Iju.
Chinwe, good to have you on the show. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
I pick number 2.
Number 2, which grain is Golden Penny Flour majorly made from? Hello, can you hear me?
Pardon?
Oh, looks like she can't hear me. Anyways, let's listen one more time to our sponsors, Golden Penny Foods, and then I'll announce the results. Hmm.